This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell along with Rick Moore, and we are joined by retiring Peabody High School or Peabody School Department Athletic Director Phil Sheridan. And Phil, it's here it is. We're just a few more days left on the job.
Yeah, we just actually had our last faculty meeting, and that was kind of, I guess melancholy or whatever. There's a lot of people that I've worked with for a lot of years you're going to miss. And so, it's bittersweet, I guess.
Now, how many years was it here for you in Peabody?
I started coaching here in 1979, so that's about 37 years. I didn't start teaching until about 85 because right around 79, 80 is when Prop 2.5 hit and you couldn't get phys ed jobs. Yeah. So I taught at a Catholic school and coached here until I was able to get in.
No, I do remember those days. That is for sure. And so then as coach, just to go through the nuts and bolts here, cross-country coach and later track and field, right?
Yeah, I coached all three seasons, cross-country, indoor and outdoor, and I was the coach of both the boys and the girls.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
So many questions, so little time. What's some of the obvious big changes that you've seen, Phil? I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind as an educator is paperwork, but athletic directors always have paperwork, but maybe what are some of the biggest changes you've seen over your tenure here?
Well, as director of health and PE, the paperwork really rings true, as you said. With the Ed Reform Act, last year I did 136 evaluations. And when I say 136 evaluations, it was the walkthroughs, the formatives, the summatives, and my coach's evaluations. So 136 is 182 days in a school year. So paperwork is a big plus.
Coach's evaluations, how difficult is that or how easy is that?
If they're really good, it's really easy. if they need some help, it's not. And I think you always try to support those that need help in a positive way. So you did this really well. We need to do this better, and here are some of my ideas. What are yours?
As a teacher, I used to listen to some teachers complain about coaches. I'm going to say versus kids. Why is this kid allowed to play? Why is that kid doing this and that thing? How do you handle, or did you ever have to handle, and if you did, how did you handle, I don't want to say teacher complaints, but maybe teacher inquiries into athletics as to why a kid might be getting special treatment? And I think I know the answer to that. But do you ever run into that? I always found that a little annoying as a teacher who had my best friends were coaches.
When I first started, there seemed to be some pushback from the teaching staff about student athletes, and for the most part our student athletes do a very good job, but there are those kids who, just like adults, have some challenges, mm-hmm. whether it's be academic or whatever. One of the things that the teachers found out from me and the staff was that we were there to support them. If a student was misbehaving in class, all they had to do was call me. And I walked into the class the next day, and the coaches found out about it, and we dealt with it. As far as academics, all our coaches send out a weekly questionnaire. We do it a couple times a season, usually, just mid-quarter, to find out how the kids are doing. Mm-hmm. And if there's a problem, we put the kids on a weekly, so the teachers know the coaches are paying attention.
I have one more follow-up to that, and that is, I think another change I just realized over the years was that we have fewer and fewer coaches in the building. There was a time when I first started when there was a glut in teaching, if you will, and the budget was different. It was in the contract. You had to, if you were qualified as a teacher, then they had to hire you. You couldn't hire from outside. But obviously that's changed for a lot of reasons. And how has that affected Peabody Athletics, if at all?
Well, you're right. We don't have as many teacher coaches as we had in the past. What's happened is with the Ed Reform Act, teachers are required to have a master's degree within 5 years of being hired. So they have to work pretty hard at being a new teacher, and there's new teacher programs, and they have to go to the new teacher programs, plus going to get their master's. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to coach. We've had a few that I can think of that have done both, but what happens is after 5 years of not coaching or not being involved in athletics, they tend to enjoy their time and they decide not to coach. So we've struggled to get teacher coaches in.
Absolutely.
absolutely.
Phil, we're doing this interview right in the Peabody High Fieldhouse. And, you know, I'm looking across the way and I see these league titles in indoor track, in outdoor track, and in cross country. And I just wanted to, as you were looking over at those years and numbers, is there anything that kind of stands out? I'm not trying to pin you down for a year or anything like that, but what does all that mean? They're very simple. It's just, you know, as I mentioned, the three headings over there with all the other sports in the building here as well in the school. But what stands out with those?
You know, I look at a year and I remember kids. You know, that's and the things we did. We had, as a coach, I certainly had some great teams and, you know, individuals that went on and did well at the collegiate level and so on. And as athletic director, I've watched, you know, with the track and cross-country programs, I've watched our coaches, Fernando and Braz and Joe Roach. They've continued the program at a very high level. So it's, you know, I always say it's hard to pin down eras. You know, you could say everybody always says like the 70s and the 80s were the golden era here. I like that because I was an athlete here in the 70s. So, but at the same time, it's hard to compare kids. Especially now, because most of the records when I was coaching were in yards, and everything's in metrics now. So we, if you look at our record board, which is to the right of those, we have records for both yards and meters. Because in some cases, those yard records might not have been broken. In other cases, they would have been.
Yeah. I'm going to pull one name out because I remember years ago when I was back at WESX, and you had an athlete, Fernando Braz, who is now a coach. He came up to me the other day over at the Moynihan Luncheon to say hello, and we've interviewed him. And, I mean, to me, this is one athlete that really just was almost the signature face, so to speak, of Peabody, either cross-country or track for a while.
Oh, he was. And I have to say that I was not his coach.
Sorry about that. I thought you were his coach.
Well, right? I was an assistant coach, I think, his last year or so. Okay. George Smyrnis was the head coach, and he did a wonderful job with Fernando. But, you know, I was in college for most of Fernando's high school career, and then I came back and coached, but I was on the girls' staff. He was and continues to be certainly the face of Peabody High School track at that time and now. As a distance runner, and you think about other events like a Dave McLean back in the 70s was outstanding and probably, you know, the greatest sprinter to ever come out of Peabody High. And we've had some great ones from Frankie Candela to John Blodgett to lots of guys. So every event has that guy that is the face, but, you know, Fernando has done some special things even after high school. So, yeah, you're right about that.
And the other thing, too, maybe, I'm glad you mentioned George Smyrnios because if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, was he your immediate successor before being AD or was there somebody in between, people in between?
No, it's kind of interesting. I took over from him as track coach and then I took over from him as athletic director.
Where I was going is that so many schools, I mean, not all schools, but a lot of schools for a while there, you were the football coach and then you became the athletic director. But in Peabody, you had to be the track coach to be the AD in Peabody. So that was always a little bit different and I think always made Peabody look a little bit different.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, George was such a creative coach. And I think probably that's why he ended up as an administrator because he was creative and he worked with all the teams equally, you know, having been the track coach and not one of what you would call, what a lot of people call the major sports like football, baseball, basketball, or hockey. And so he understood, you know, the importance of treating all of the coaches and all of the kids equally, which is what I've tried to do.
There's another name synonymous with Peabody Track, and that is Rocha. You mentioned that. And I'm noticing, I hadn't seen this before, there are two banners hanging at one end of the building here. Three banners, two of which, and they're personal banners, but two of which belong to Katarina Rocha. What's that all about?
Katarina was a spectacular athlete, and she was named Massachusetts Gatorade Runner of the Year in her junior and senior year. There's actually a third Rocha banner going up because Marcelo, her brother, was named Massachusetts Gatorade Runner of the Year this year. It just hasn't been put up with all the construction going on. We haven't gotten to it.
Phil, I want to ask you about time. And I know that knowing so many coaches over the years and athletic directors, coaching eats up so much time during a season in particular for coaches on both sides, male and female. And especially if you're in education or even if you're not, you go to work in the morning, then you work with the kids and late in the afternoon, late into the evening, and then you do your homework and you come back and do it again. And with events, with track and field, with football, baseball, a lot of times you have these road trips, you're away from home, you get home at 10 o'clock at night. But for a coach, it's just during that season. You do that all year round, don't you?
I do. And that's the interesting thing about the athletic director's job. I thought I'd have less time, more time at home, but I had way less. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of my philosophy. I try to get to every sport, and I may not have to get to every single contest, but every sport will see me a couple, two or three times. I basically am at every basketball game, every football game, every hockey game. But I get to gymnastics meets. I go to the swim meets. I get to the track meets. I get to the wrestling matches. It does take up your time. If you think about the winter just alone, Tuesdays and Fridays basketball, Wednesday and Saturday is hockey, Monday might be track, Thursday might be wrestling, along with a swim meet, so I'm bouncing to two events or gymnastics. So it keeps you busy, but I just feel like if the AD isn't showing up, then that's not sending the right message.
The other thing is that in many ways you're like a mayor, because when you're out in the public and you're in the stands or walking along the track or wherever you might be, you know, there's the AD, and somebody wants to grab you and talk about a game, an event, a kid. A parent will do that. And sometimes there have been, over the years, in every city, there have been controversial coaching changes and so on. How do you handle that in public, Phil? Because from what I've seen, you have a very even keel. You don't seem to go up or down like a sine curve, sort of in the middle there. But how do you handle that personally?
Well, we've certainly had a couple of those real high, attention changes. And, you have to respect the person who's leaving. And I just try to stay positive and talk about the positive side of the change.
Mm-hmm. Simple answer. I like that.
One and done.
I will say this, though. If you look at the PBD coaching roster, there's incredible stability in that from year to year. I think more so than maybe many other schools. You know, you've got a lot of folks that have been around for and coaching multiple sports in PBD.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, because this morning I had my final end of the season evaluation with my girls' tennis coach, Lorraine Benoit. Lorraine has worked for every single athletic director in the history of PBD High School. Oh, wow. She worked for Ed Donahue. She worked for John Bazemas, George Smyrnius, and me. Next year will be her 50th year coaching or having worked here at PBD High School. And that's an amazing feat. And she's an amazing lady. Obviously, in the late 70s and early 80s, she kind of led the charge in bringing more girls sports to PBD High School and getting equal pay for the coaches and things like that. So it was a nice meeting.
Yeah, and I always get the impression that PBD, and I know Salem, I think, was instrumental in this years ago with AD Paul Higgins, were always on the forefront of the women's sports or the girls' sports were coming in for equal kind of treatment. And people forget that wasn't the case back prior to, 1972 it was, something like that, when certain laws passed. Another fixture here in PBD for many years, Jane Heil, who we saw a week ago at the Moynihan luncheon, and she was there while you received that honor from the Moynihan folks.
Yeah, Coach Heil's a great person. I can remember her actually when I was a student, and she was working here at the middle school and then the high school. And I was really fortunate when we had a basketball change. When I came on, we had Diane Broughton was our coach, and she couldn't continue anymore. And the first person I thought of was Jane, because I knew that Jane had left to take some time to watch her kids play. And I knew her kids were through high school at that point, and I was able to talk her into coming back, which was great.
Yeah, and it's funny, you probably remember the name in Rickwood, Elmo Benedetto from Lynn, who was the longtime AD there. And he has been gone for years, but I was at the NEC coaches thing the other night, and they have a phys ed teacher at Classical. I was talking with her, and she was actually hired by Elmo many, many years ago as a very young teacher right out of college. So Lorraine Benoit and these folks... There are some people that have been around for a while.
Yeah, that's Elmo Benedetto is someone that I'm well aware of. I met his son who teaches at Endicott College, and I actually was given an award in his name by the Gannis Foundation, which is one of my favorite awards because it stands for doing the right thing and for all of the high school athletes. So.
And I know too. For the folks knowing this as being a part of the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete Award for what now I guess 25 years, that Peabody High School and Phil and your office and folks before whatever were very good about nominating student athletes to giving them the nominating quality student athletes. That's student athletes that did well in the classroom, did well on the field, and also nominating them. It takes extra effort to do that so that they could be recognized for whatever, which could involve a scholarship at the end of the year.
Sure, and that's something that was very important to me. And our office goes, we try to go out of our way to anytime there's an award, whether it's a coaching award or a student athlete award, we make sure somebody from Peabody is nominated because we have lots of people who really are deserving.
The coaching fraternity in the North Shore or on the North Shore and going into athletic directors has amazed me over the years on how close some of you guys get and stay. I know that you meet, what is it, once a month, I guess, or something along those lines. Mm-hmm. But it really it's almost a neighborhood feel in sports, isn't it, Phil? And I'm sure that aside from athletic directors, you're probably on a really good term with many, many coaches around the area and what they do. And it's it makes the North Shore kind of special.
Yeah, it is. The ADs and the NEC and we do a lot with the Cape Ann League. I've become very friendly with a lot of the men and women that are ADs and we try to help each other whenever we can. And the coaches, I've gotten to know a lot of the coaches in other schools. A lot of times we become the liaison to a sport. And I just recently got an email from Dave Jellison, the track coach at Beverly, and he was very kind, wishing me well, which was great.
Excellent, excellent. What about getting kids into school? I know the coaches are the main first contact, for the pipeline of getting kids into school through athletics, but not necessarily just through athletics. I'm sure you've had a hand in dealing with kids individually over the years. Any favorite story about that or any particular kid who might have come by? Do kids come by and ask for a little counseling from time to time?
Sure they do. I think the story that I really like just happened a few weeks ago. You always have those signing days, and it's always the D1 kids. Well, all of a sudden, the NCAA is allowing us to recognize the D2 and 3 kids. So we had a signing day, and we had 30, 35 kids who are going to play at the collegiate level. And we, it was great. We got out our basketball scorers table, and we gave them all an opportunity to sit. We took a picture of them in the bleachers, and then they each took pictures at the scorers table signing. And the parents really appreciated it. And I think the kids were kind of looking around saying, wow, this many Peabody kids are going to play. And I always tell the kids, you may be going to Division III, but when you play at the Division III level, it will be like playing the – toughest game you played all year, every game.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I'm down to a couple of questions, Phil. Not that we couldn't go on more and more here with you, but I guess talk to me about Kathy Strange, who's been fantastic, works with you in your office.
She's my work wife, as I said at the Moynihan Lumber. She is exceptional at everything she does. Our office runs as organized and as well as it does because of her. She is so supportive of the kids. She works extra hours. She doesn't have to be here as late as she is, but she wants everything to go well. She's a perfectionist, and she can be tough on the kids, just like, you know, the coaches and I can. But it's because we want them to get things done right. And I think that Peabody's been very, very fortunate because we've had a couple of secretaries over the last 35, 40 years, Eva LeBlanc and Kathy Strange, that were exceptional. Eva worked for George, and then Kathy came on with me, and I have a lifelong friend, and she's part of my family.
Yeah. So tell the folks what's next for you, and maybe let's look at it short term here, or even what's ahead for you this summer, and then back in the fall. I understand you will be going back to teach phys ed at a Catholic school in Lowell.
Yeah, well, this summer, my last day is a week from Friday, but I've been asked to come back for a couple weeks in mid-July to work with my my replacement. And so we'll work with them. I'll work with them for a couple weeks. You know, there's a lot of institutional knowledge that really is needed, where the keys are, where things, you know, where to look for things, who to contact. So we'll spend a couple weeks going through all that with them.
What where to kick if the scoreboard doesn't work, all the inside stuff, right, that you only you might know.
Yeah, it's really important. I think one of the things that a good AD realizes is that it's preparation. It's not the actual event itself, but every Friday, if we have a home game, I'm out there at 8 in the morning testing the scoreboard, testing the sound system. Because if I plug it in at 5 and it's not working, I'm done. So you know, it's all about preparation and doing, you know, being prepared for it to go well.
And again, back at Lowell Catholic, where what school will you be going to teach some phys ed?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. I'm going to Lowell Catholic. They just this year put an elementary school in. They had a middle school and a high school, but they just added an elementary school. So I'm going to go teach elementary PE, K to 4, yeah, which is great. I was teaching K to 5 phys ed before I took this job and coaching here. So I'm kind of looking forward to it. My only concern is, you know, I haven't done it in 20 years, and hopefully I haven't turned into a grumpy old guy for these poor kids. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm also going to help them coordinate their middle school athletic program. So I'm excited about the change, and it also places me in Lowell. My daughter is a student at UMass Lowell, so I'll get to see her a little bit more, so that's a plus too.
Well, Phil, thank you for all of your help over the years. You were always you always got right back to us, whatever we needed. You were always great to us, and that means a lot to us. But I think it speaks volumes about you. So, Phil, thanks so much for all that you've done for us, and of course, I'm sure all the folks here in Peabody have already expressed that to you as well. But anyway, always great talking with you.
Thanks, and go Tanners.
Phil Sheridan, the athletic director at Peabody High School, along with Rick Moore. I'm Bill Newell on MSO News Sports.